Demarius, just being smart with him, I mean, it's something temporary, minor. So I'm not going to get into medical situations of any of the guys here today. So, but he'll be ready to go probably next week.
What's this day like for you to see Friday night rookies come in? Is it rejuvenating? Is it stressful because you got to get them going quickly?
Well, this is a great time of year. Last night is definitely one of the top days. I know for me professionally, when you get all the prospects, you know, to have, you know, you got your draft picks, you got free agents, you got the gentlemen that are, you know, fighting for a tryout, and you get in the team meeting room, and you know, we've done this now for, this is our 10th year, so we've gotten into a routine, and this is the second year of this format that we're in now. So thought it was great last night. The energy is, I mean, you could just feel it. Everything picks up another notch. And then today I thought they got off to a good start practice-wise. So we did a lot of movement drills, really most of our drills for evaluation, particularly for the guys that are here that we don't have enough information on.
Mike, do you remember what the first year was that you did it, that you did the true rookie orientation camp, though? Because, like, it wasn't your first year. Like, when AJ came in, he was with a bunch of veterans. It just
seems
such a logical thing. And I'm wondering, you always talk about the off-the-field value of just getting them the lay of the land. What specifically do you feel like you accomplish on the field, even though they're kind of heads are swimming?
Well, it's evaluation time, really, on the field, just to confirm some things and really get some guys started in certain areas. We do a very, very limited scheme installation. It's really about getting them to move as much as you possibly can and just continue the evaluation to make sure you you have the best 90-man roster you possibly can.
What are your first impressions of Brett Hundley?
Excuse me?
Your first impressions of Brett Hundley?
Oh, Brett, I thought threw the ball well. I thought particularly anticipation. I think any time you watch a quarterback come in day one with all new receivers, new cadence, new center, particularly, you know, working under center, exclusively with new center, I thought he had some throws that he threw a lot of anticipation. That's always encouraging. So, you know, but there's always a lot to learn, as particularly at that position. And I'm sure there'll be some things when he goes through the quarterback profile, you know, practice that we'll have with all the quarterbacks next week. There'll be something there that we'll, you know, continue to work on. But excellent athlete. I'm glad he's here.
Mike, you mentioned next week a couple of times. The rookies, they stay now, right?
And correct.
Integrated right into the program?
Yes.
And what is that step like for them?
The rookies will, you know, they'll be integrated into the program start Monday. So, and then they'll be in phase two with the rest of the football team.
Mike, the new guys you brought in, especially the first two draft picks, do you see them as outside guys potentially or slot guys?
Too early. You know, we'll see. And I think once we get going into the OTAs, some of those things will start to sort itself out.
You've got, 25 trial guys here. You got two looks at them. I guess what are you and Ted and the staff looking for in trying to find a guy or three who sticks around here?
Looking for football players. I mean, we're looking for guys that jump out at you. I mean, so we'll go watch the tape. Everybody will have some opinions. We'll basically have a similar format tomorrow. We're actually going to do some little more open field work in a special teams type setting just to continue the evaluation process. So, you know, this is all about, you know, building the best 90-man roster we can.
Like, when you look for a third running back, is there anything like a specific type you look for, a pass catcher or a small quick guy, or are you just looking for the best football player?
Yeah, I've gone the other way. I don't think you can really just say, you know, this is what we want. There's so many talented young men out there. If someone has unique talent, you know, your system of offense, defense, or special team needs to be able to absorb that. And so I'm looking for another good football player, especially at that position. So whoever can produce, we definitely have enough flexibility to take advantage of his skill set.
Mike, how do you view that opportunity? If DeJuan's not back, I mean, that's wide open right now. And you've got two kids plus Rayshon coming back. How do you view the running back opportunity for whoever?
Well, I mean, to me, we're in a mindset of evaluating personnel. Definitely wide open. I mean, I'm sure as you go through the roster, opportunities is throughout our depth chart. That's something we spent a lot of time talking about last night to these rookies. Again this morning, the impact that rookies and free agents have made on our program. So, you know, we're pretty much a 25.57 age football team pretty much year in and year out. So we've never really deviated from that in our time here. That's our program. We had 17 players, you know, was it rookies or undrafted free agents, you know, a combination there on our roster last year. So you're looking at 32% of your football team statistically is in that room. So that's the opportunity that they have. And that goes for everybody. Yes, the draft picks will be at the front of the line when the drills start, but everybody's going to have an opportunity. And I thought we got off to a good start today with the first practice.
Mike, speaking of that running back spot, when you've got a guy like Eddie who's entrenched as the starter and he's the guy, can you be a little more selective as to how you round out those four or five spots throughout the summer?
To me, it's you know, it's not just about one position. You know, it's vertical and horizontal. I mean, guys are vertically competing for the position that they're in, but they're horizontally competing to be on the 53-man roster. So, you know, obviously special teams factors into that. So at the end of the day, it's about keeping the best players.
What were your first impressions of Ty Montgomery both last night off the field and just what you saw?
Very impressed. Obviously has a ton of explosion in his body. I thought he definitely stood out there today.
What do you look at with the undrafted rookie free agents that you saw? And I'm not talking about the ones today, but as you have gone through this year after year, I'm sure you looked at every year, did the same thing over the film of the two practices, and every year there's like two or three guys that end up on your team. How do they jump out? How do those guys like Zombo or Jaron Elliott, or what do those guys do during these 2 days that get your attention?
I mean, they show what they have. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's different. Everybody brings something different to the table. And, you know, if you can, you know, expose that in a limited time, you know, it's about giving a guy an opportunity. That's why we have this camp. That's why we shoot for, you know, 50 to 55 players and try to make it as competitive and as real as possible. I think we've done a better job getting the drills right. You know, we're into a 2-day practice format now for the second year, and you know, this really is probably the last evaluation period for our personnel staff to try to add to our football team.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask that very well. The guys that end up on your team, do they do something that gets your attention right away during this one?
This doesn't all come down to just two practices.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I mean, it's about the video and what they bring to the table, and really how they established the opportunity to get here.
Mike, when these guys jump in next week, where are they, in the process of your implementation?
Ooh, I can't really answer that. Yeah, I mean, they'll sleep well tonight, and then I think they'll sleep really good tomorrow night. So, and then when they wake up Monday morning to get in here, particularly in the weight room, you're going to see a significant gap between your veterans and rookies. That's what history will tell you. So that's why there's certain aspects of phase two and in phase three, you train the rookies by themselves and you continue to gather information. And because, yeah, I mean, you don't want to put a guy in a situation where that he's not ready for.
For a guy like Rollins, kind of going off that, who's only played the 1 year in college, are you even more concerned about catching a guy like him up in every aspect, like you said, from the weight room?
I just look at them all the same. We understand their everybody understands their history. You know, one of the things I told him last night, you know, it's time to throw your 40-yard dashes and all that other stuff out the window. You know, it's about the opportunity to be a part of the 2015 Green Bay Packers. It's about football. We're looking for the right kind of people that have the skill set to bring, you know, to add something to our football team. It's as clear as that.
On special teams, there's been a tremendous amount of turnover, you know, with guys leaving and stuff. Was that kind of the offseason plan? Let's just blow this thing up and start over again?
No. I think our process over the last 10 years is very similar this year than it has been. I mean, change is constant. I mean, we've changed the percentage-wise. I think our change of our 53-man roster will be pretty much, you know, just like the average of the other 9 years. So just looking at the statistics, getting ready for the, you know, the meeting last night and today, and just to exemplify to these young men the opportunity that a rookie has. You know, I see this year shaking out similar to the ones in the past.
I guess I was thinking, I mean, if you just look at the snaps, I know Rob's done this before, but, you know, Jarrett, that's a ton of snaps. You know, Lattimore, Brad, I mean, it's a lot of guys have played a ton of snaps. I'm not sure. Maybe this is typical, but it just seems like it's a lot of snaps.
Well, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's tilted more to that area, but, I mean, I think our change is similar to you know, past years. You know, sometimes you lose more veterans than you did the year before, but I don't think this is out of the norm.
You asked about Quinton Rollins. He's wearing number 24. Are you guys planning on moving forward without Jared Bush?
Well, you know, Jared Bush is, you know, he's obviously out there with his particular situation. I don't think the 24 is really signifies that. I mean, you know, Jared's a nine-year player here, and if he did come back to the, you know, to us and things worked out in the future, he'd be wearing 24. So I think it's premature, frankly, that we did that. But, you know, Jared Bush is still a free agent.
Mike, is there some value in Randall and Rollins coming in together, being your top two picks, same position, being able to learn together, lean on each other, and help learn?
I think so. I think probably more so on the personal side, because they're going to go through a lot of things. A lot of their experiences will be similar. So, I think it would help to definitely have, you know, someone that was drafted, you know, close to you and same position and so forth. Yeah, I think it definitely be helpful.
Thank you.